Today, a bonus episode, a discussion with Michael Mattel, the GM of Rapid Fire Tools, talking about their new cloud module, where he sees it fitting in, and where he's going next with the product. This is the Business of Tech. What is the use case the new module is focused on?
So really, it's the same, very similar to the network detective module. Really, what we're trying to do is document the network and identify risk-related issues associated with MS Cloud. You know, what we do is, again, similar to the network detective. We combine remote data collection and best practices and analysis to produce reports that the MSP can use to assist in the management of their MS Cloud applications and the infrastructure.
I reported recently on the show that 66% of all of these cloud incidents are actually because of misconfiguration. How is the recommendation of the use of the Rapid Fire toolset for continuous monitoring? How do you architecturally think about that? How is a MSP best practice supposed to run it?
They run it just like they do the network detective module. They launch a data collector, which is a really, really efficient and easy application to run. And it collects a huge amount of information across the network. You know, they could do the same thing with admin tools from Microsoft, but they're very difficult to use. They require a lot of drill down. And, you know, I would guess that what would take hours and hours of use on the admin tools just takes a few minutes using the network detective data collectors. And they're done in a way that are really simple to use. I mean, you don't even need to have a network engineer running the data collectors in order to collect the information. And then, of course, it's not only the collection of information, it's the analysis of that information. So just like we do with on-prem installs, we collect the information, we document it so that the MSP has a clear understanding of what's going on. But more importantly, in my mind, is that we identify risk-related issues associated with those configurations. So the MSP can do what they do best, which is the remediation of the issues, and not necessarily kind of a tedious and time-consuming process of collecting information and analyzing it.
Talking about a data collector, that actually sounds like there's some overlap with traditional RMM tools. And obviously, Rapid Fire Tools is owned by Kaseya. What have you done from an integration perspective to tie the Rapid Fire Toolkit to the Kaseya RMM platform?
Well, really, in your question there, I think there's two questions. There is overlap between what Network Detective does and RMMs do, but RMMs are really, I think of an RMM as a monitoring system that's really threshold oriented. And when thresholds are violated, it sets off an alert that the MSP now has to do something to remediate. What we do best is collect data and analyze it. And the kind of analysis that we're doing isn't necessarily related to what's going on the RMM level. And in fact, I think it's complementary. There's some intersections, yes, you know, especially with documentation. And once you install an agent into the environment, there is information that you might collect from the RMM that overlaps the stuff that network detectives collecting. I don't think that's necessarily bad. I think that reinforces and provides a checkpoint that you're getting correct information on the discovery of asset and application information. But again, I think the differentiation is an RMM is a threshold-based system. When a threshold is violated, it sets off an alert. And what we do especially well is we take a look at multiple data points, correlate that information, and provide a risk analysis with a risk score that rates issues on a scale of 1 to 100 and allows the MSP to both identify these issues and then we actually put together in the product a management plan that sets out a course for the MSP to prioritize the resolution of the issues that we identify.
What would be next then for you looking at Microsoft's cloud?
Well, the Microsoft cloud is an evolving process. So, you know, we're getting better at Microsoft, and over time we'll get better still, especially in regard to risk-related issues and understanding more about these applications.
Are you planning on Google Cloud Platform or AWS as part of your roadmap?
Yeah, absolutely. So the three cloud-based systems that we've targeted are Microsoft. It's because that's the most requests we get from our customer base. But we'll be expanding both into AWS and Google Cloud as early as Q4 and into Q1 of 2021.
So the release, from my perspective, didn't give a lot of details. It gave an overview and an impression, but it didn't give me the use cases you were thinking about direction.
I'm going to give you some then. So, I think we were talking just a minute ago in kind of higher level general terms about MS Cloud, the importance of being able to document the network and also to identify risk-related issues. What's happening is these cloud environments, they grow organically, and the MSP can easily lose track and lose control over the environment. And this opens the doors to misconfigurations. And you asked a legitimate question, what are the specific, types of configuration issues that an MSP has to deal with? I mean, here's one, for example, multi-factor authentication gets turned off for a particular user. We know that MFA is the best way to secure against hacking, and tracking this information and making it very visible to the MSP and how well MFA is being adopted is something that the MSP can use to help eliminate risk in the environment for using cloud. I mean, that's a specific example. Hybrid environments rely on syncing of the local Active Directory with the cloud. And we look very carefully at that, and we monitor that to make sure that the syncs are happening. Another example might be, we track users who can modify the cloud environment and allow guests access to documents without centralized IT approval. So that's also something really important. Now, by definition, cloud-based services, cloud environments, are open to the public. That can expose a company to a lot of risk. So there's three examples of configurations, or I think more properly stated as misconfigurations, that an MSP needs to monitor. It's kind of the Wild West out there. And, these cloud-based applications are fantastic, but they also give the user a lot more control than what's normally been the situation in the past, where IT sets the configuration parameters for these individual users. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. I mean, this is a very decentralized environment, and you have to monitor and manage for the configuration changes much more than kind of core hardware or infrastructure pieces, which is thus my interest in cloud monitoring.
One of the reports that we produce is a configuration change report. So we look at groups and changes to properties. We compare old values to new values. It's an extremely detail-oriented report showing the configuration changes to the Microsoft cloud environment in the past 30 days. And it's really useful for change management and assurance that unwanted changes aren't made to the environment.
I'm certainly very intrigued by what you're doing here. And I've said this on the show, is this is not new space, because in the enterprise, there's a lot of products that do this, but it's been very underserved for companies that handle SMBs, the typical managed services space. And I've criticized a number of the providers for not delivering in this space, and you guys are first movers. I would not compliment anybody for moving fast, but you are first movers, and that's my interest in it.
Because you had asked about, what other things we're planning to do. And, the MS Cloud I mentioned earlier will continue to evolve, but we're adding support, for example, for permission analysis and looking for anomalies, especially for externally shared documents, which I think are really important, security risk to the company. We're adding integration. You asked earlier about, RMM, how this overlaps, but we didn't talk about those integrations. And we're adding integration for support for PSAs to create tickets from the issues that we uncover, and also RMM integration, because it's a natural. We identify the risk-related issues, but we're not the remediation tool. The RMM's software is. So it would be a natural for us to add integration. And in fact, that's what we're doing with the first starting off with Kaseya VSA, but we'll be adding others as well.
I want to ask about that, because traditionally remediation on cloud products is limited to non-existent in the RMM space. Are you implying that that's going to be there, or it's going to be created?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. We focus on, you know, what we do best, which is data collection and analysis of issues. The RMM is, you know, what we were talking earlier, the RMM is a monitoring system looking for threshold violations. But there's other parts to an RMM, specifically remote control and access to remediate problems and scripting to automatically press a button and fix issues that might be identified.
The remediation part, who's responsibility do you think it's going to be to build that remediation? Is it yours, the RMM providers, or the MSPs?
Oh, okay. So this is an interesting conversation as well, because the whole point of Kaseya, and one of the reasons that you know, we sold the company to Kaseya, is that we have an entire stack of product to sell to the multifunctional IT professional who's wearing all the hats. You know, it's not like an enterprise where one guy's responsible for security and somebody else is responsible for network monitoring, et cetera. And, you know, what's interesting is in addition to having what we're building out is a complete stack of products for the multifunctional IT professional, we want to do more than that. So we want to create not only a collection of products, but a family of products. And in my mind, and actually the company's mission in mind, what we're doing there is building what we call these workflow integrations. We're well on our way to having dozens and dozens of these workflow integrations. We created about 30 of them at the end of last year, and we've got a roadmap and over 100 of them coming shortly. And these integrations we can do on a very tightly knit basis because we control the source code. So it's a cooperative at Kaseya. This is a cooperative venture, which is part of the strategic mission of the company between a general manager like myself who runs Rapid Fire Tools and the fellow who's in charge of the VSA product at the Kaseya. It's a guy named Michael Yang. And we work together in order to make our products more tightly integrated. We can do that on a much higher level than we can through simply API integration with somebody else's RMM or PSA, and that's what we're working to accomplish at Kaseya.
My targeted question, though, is I'm trying to understand the scripting and implementation of remediation, because I think I can make a pretty solid argument that the biggest failing of these products is that they are like complicated toolboxes that require the solution provider to do the final 20% of the work. But ultimately, actually, that's the most important piece. And we find that most solution providers don't really build great automation. And so I'm trying to understand, like, whose responsibility is to automate the remediation.
We're building that in cooperation between business units of the company. And then the other one that you asked was something about, you know, we were talking earlier about the competitor solutions and what sets us apart. And, you know, I really think that, you know, because we said earlier, you know, some of what we do, you know, you can get through other tools out there. But I think what Rapid Fire Tools does best, and Network Detective and specifically, is that we're the leader in data collection, analysis of data, and the presentation of that information. So, you know, what Network Detective and specifically this cloud module is designed to do is, and we touched on it earlier, is to automatically collect, you know, the most information possible in the cloud environment in a way that's so easy, and I mentioned earlier, that you don't even need a technical resource. And then, you know, to take that information, analyze it, we have a proprietary risk scoring algorithm that prioritizes the issues and the severity of those issues. And then I think what we really do kind of better than anybody else is that we have a presentation level with ready reports that are designed to clearly communicate the results of all this collected information. And it's not, you know, what we've strived to move away from is a report writer. So if all we did was produce a report writer and gave the IT professional the ability to set up their own reports, I think that would be a colossal waste of the primary mission of our product. And that's to really be able to push a button and create not a report writer, but a report generator, saving the IT engineer tons of time and allowing them to do what's best, which is what we just talked about, which is to remediate the IT issues. So, you know, the report level is something important, but it's also not something that we want the IT guy to focus on. So that's really the core strengths of what we're doing with this cloud module.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, you can support directly at patreon.com/MSP and get the opportunity to vote on what topics are covered next. Thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow.